Welcome, 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 welcome back to Unveiled by Grace Podcast. I am your host. I am your brother, your man of God, Ron. Wow. Ooh, Jesus. Hallelujah. First off, Happy New Year. Happy New Year. It's a new year. 2025. Sorry about the late. I know you guys have been like, whoa, dude, where were you, man? You was giving us podcast after podcast, and then boom, you stopped. Well, I'll get more into that as we go along, but I do want to say, man, I'm definitely excited and happy to be back recording and giving you guys not just a podcast, but just these conversations, man, on this walk. And 2025, this is good. Wow. And today is January 17th. So we're already more than halfway through the month. And that right there just shows you, man, time waits for no one. So don't waste your time. Don't waste your time. 2025 is, we're not wasting time. We're letting go and cutting off any and everything that does not move us forward. And we are stepping into who God called us to be. Hallelujah. You know, and this isn't a New Year's resolution. You know, we've been, a lot of you who are listening, God has been tugging on you, pulling on you, giving you so many signs, speaking to you in dreams. So many things, you know, he's giving you those visions and so many of those things that he's called you to do, right? This year, we're not going to be broke. This year, the brokenness that we've been under since we were children, you're going to see now why you had to be broken. Why you had to go through the things you've gone through. Because now God is pushing us forward. There's a remnant, Abakatara Bosiata, that is here to push the kingdom of God forward. And you, my friend, my brother, my sister, you have been called and chosen for a time such as this. So 2025 is the year of revival. The enemy tried to put out your fire. The enemy has tried to steal, kill, and destroy your peace, your joy, your happiness, your blessing. Hallelujah. But in 2025, we are equipped. We are prepared. We're prepared to walk in. Sorry, guys, that's Nathan. He just walked in. We are prepared and equipped not just to bring havoc to the kingdom of darkness. No, that's easy. I won't say it's easy, but The victory is already ours through Christ Jesus, and who is undefeated. But no, we're the big mission is to win souls and bring people to Christ. And through your books, through your business, through your testimony. Hallelujah. It will bring glory to his name. So 2025, man, I'm just excited to be here to give testimony, to be a part of the final move. To be a part of the final move. And there's a fire, hallelujah, that that is burning on the inside, hallelujah. And let's just say this. Every plan of the enemy, every altar that has been erected will be burned down by fire. Hallelujah. In the name of Jesus. Nothing will stop what God is doing. Nothing will get in the way. You know, the last few months of the year, and even to this point, there's been, for some of us, we've had to separate ourselves from certain things and people that the enemy has used to infiltrate our camp. For some of you, I'm not sure, it's either people, it's either certain jobs God is calling you away from, because it's been using deception. Deception. The enemy uses deceptions. He's the master of all lies, of lies. So deception has been infiltrated in your ear. So now the vision and the move of God and the things that God has shown you and told you to do, he's placed doubt, fear, and so many other tools that he uses. But this year, hallelujah, it will not work. It will not work. It will not work. We will pray. We will fast. We will be disciplined. We will be obedient. Because, man, what God is doing, hallelujah. He's made way. He's made way. He's made way. He's made way for his chosen, for his children to be in place, to be in position, you know, careers, to be at the forefront of marketplace, of industries, all across the board, all across the board. And a lot of you, you've been paying attention. You've been seeing what's going on. He's birthing in you to be in the forefront of industries, whether it's health, whether it's fashion, acting, media, wherever God sees fit, wherever the Lord sees he can use to further his kingdom, he's putting key individuals, key people, key children of his to be in the forefront, to be in government, to be in certain places of influence. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. We must use wisdom. Wisdom. Get in Proverbs, guys. Get in Proverbs. A proverb a day. On top of, you know, whatever studying you're doing. Dedicate time in His presence to pray, to wait, to tarry, to meditate on His word. This is key. This is key. This is key. In 2025, you must build intimacy with God. You must, and there's levels to intimacy. There's levels to intimacy. Levels to intimacy. You know? There's levels. There's levels. And we'll break that down in another podcast, another conversation. You know, I may have some special guests on, and we can speak about those things. You know? But that's very key, guys, using wisdom, discipline, and faith. It's key this year, because what God is birthing, hallelujah, in you and through you, you must use wisdom, you must have discipline, obedience, and faith. Foundation, faith in Christ Jesus. Know that it's God's will. Know that you must be led by and through His Holy Spirit. You must yield. You must submit. You must be obedient in 2025. This is the year. This is the breakthrough you're looking for. This is the season and the time. The season and the time where breakthrough, answered prayers, transformation, change in your life, the broken, the less than, in your life, the one God chose, in your life, you are not last anymore, you are first. Thank you, Jesus. You are first. The enemy has been attacking your confidence. Hallelujah. No more. Know who you are in Christ. Know your identity and the authority you have this year. Because it's needed. No more will you dim your light. No more will you second guess. You know, He's shown you for some time now. And now this is the time. Now He's holding you accountable. Because be clear, the enemy takes no days off. Be clear, the other side is not taking days off. The other side is, come on now, but they have no power. We not finna just speak on it like that. But we definitely not gonna be ignorant of his devices. The plan of the enemy has been the same for the longest. It hasn't changed. He only has so many tools and strategies he can use. But let me just say this. That don't even matter. Keep your eyes on Jesus. Stay locked in. Because what you don't want to happen is you don't want God to say, okay, I'm gonna move and put it over here because you are taking way too long. And that's okay. You know, if you're not ready, cool. This ain't for you. But I'm talking to those who are ready, who are done and sick and tired of how things have been, who will now sit in the place, in the seat that God has prepared for you. Hallelujah. Oh, my God. Seek first his kingdom. my Lord. Doors will be open. But you need a key for it to be open. The keys. The keys. The mysteries. Hallelujah. Oh, man. This is how we started the first episode of the year. Whoo, Jesus. I'm excited, guys. You guys won't believe Nathan's sitting in here with me and he is being extremely quiet. That's how I know the Lord is moving. That's how I know that this message needed to be said this morning. And I was really going to record later this, like next week, because I was going to have certain things and videos set up. But this had to lay the, I had to lay the foundation with the first one. So here we are. I'm excited, guys. I'm excited. I'm about to leave you guys with this. Today's Friday. I hope you guys have a blessed day, safe and blessed weekend. And just know that we're back with the podcast. I'm excited, guys. I'm excited to see and taste and see how good the Lord is. Do you hear me? But I love you guys, and I'm about to get out of here. Nathan just got up, so he don't like to wait too long for his breakfast. He just got up, and we're about to get to it and start our day. But I love you guys. Remember, I love you, but Jesus loves you more. This is your man of God, Ron. This is Unveiled by Grace podcast. And I will see you guys in the next podcast. Y'all have a blessed day. And remember, be a blessing.